We continue Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Simen Kuf Samach Aleph Siftes, where we continue learning the halachos of chatzitza, what a woman has to be careful, should not be on her body as she goes to the mikvah. Siftes Tizar L'Hosir, Koymet Tefillah Hanazamet Tabas, before a woman goes to the mikvah, she should remove all jewelry, and the halacha is, even jewelry that's loose-fitting should be removed before going to the mikvah. Sif Yud, she has to clean her teeth before she goes to the mikvah. There could be remnants of food between her teeth. And if she went to the mikvah and there's something stuck on them or between them, the tefillah is not a satisfactory tefillah. And therefore, there are women who don't eat meat the day they go to the mikvah. Meat gets stuck between the teeth more than other food. And therefore, we need to be concerned. Even if she's going to clean her teeth, there may be leftover meat. And it's a good minig. And this halacha is not just regarding meat, it's regarding any food that has a tendency of getting stuck between the teeth. Popcorn, oranges are some of the examples. If she's going to the mikvah on Shabbos v'yanta where meat has to be eaten, and the same thing applies chalamoid or purim, tizol nakabiyosu, so she could eat the meat, but she should make sure to clean her teeth well. After the woman prepared herself for going to the mikvah, she's not allowed to eat anything in between, but she's allowed to drink clear liquid. On the day a woman goes to the mikvah, she shouldn't work with dough or make wax candles. These are the things that could get stuck to parts of her body. And therefore, anything that has that tendency, she should avoid the day she goes to the mikvah. Ach b'erev Shabbos, if she's going to the mikvah Friday night, in dark alolish ba'atzmal quite Shabbos, if every Friday she bakes challahs, loit al timana, she should continue doing so that Friday. She should be careful to wash her hands well before she goes to do chafifa, before she goes to the mikvah. Sefer Aleph, Ish Shesh L'Shein Tesevis, a woman who has a false tooth, Tishol L'Moira Rav, Ech Tisnag B'Tfila, she should ask a Rav, what should she do with going to the mikvah? The Paiskim suggest that if they're there on a permanent basis, then they aren't a chatzitza. But if they're the kind of dentures that are constantly put in and removed from the mouth, those are the kind of those are the type of dentures that should be removed before she goes to the mikvah. And the same thing would be by a filling that could be put in or out, or braces. The kain isha shemukah b'shever, if a woman had a hernia, and she has some sort of a ring put in her womb, Tasa Shalas Chacham, what she should do. Fillings are not considered a chatzitza, even if they're temporary fillings, as long as they're intended to be there at least for the week. Braces are not a chatzitza, but again, one should be careful to make sure that there's nothing stuck between the braces and the teeth. A shaky tooth is not a chatzitza, but if it's very, very shaky and it's about to be removed, then that tooth should be removed before she goes to the mikvah. Sifyat Beis Loitachas B'chavarat B'shas Tefillah, no one else should be holding on to the woman when she goes to the mikvah. L'fishlo yivoy amayim b'kot makam achiza, because the place that she's being held on to, the water can't come in there. U'b'shas Atchak, if it's a situation that the woman needs somebody to hold on to when she goes to the mikvah, titpal ish she writes l'achas oisay t'chil yudev mikvah, the woman is going to be holding on to the woman who needs to go to the mikvah. She first put her hand into the mikvah. V'teches Akach Toich, as I said, and then she should hold on to her. However, V'loi B'Koyich V'di B'Chazik, not tightly. El B'dig B'Beinani, K'der K'loi B'Adam, not such a tight holding on to, that the water should be able to enter between her hand and the hand of the woman who she's holding on to is going to the mikvah. Sifya Gimel, Hecha De'efshir, whenever possible, Ein Litvah Mokum Sheyesh B'Kakiyosa Tit, one should not go to the mikveh in a place where there's mud on the ground. There's a concern that there may be mud getting in between her toes. And therefore, the best would be if the mikveh had a tiles floor. But if there's no other option, we could be lenient. It's not going to be so thick that it will form a chatzitza. But if there's mud on the side, on the beach, shemadbik beregla, they get stuck to her feet if she's going to that body of water for mikvah v'chatzitza. And therefore, a woman who's going to the mikvah in that type of a body of water, koidim shetitbol, before she actually immerses herself, she should make sure to clean her feet from any dirt, from any mud, shenibik b'vasvasanah, that might have gotten attached to her by the beach. If she wants to put in the water, she wants to put some sort of a mat under her feet, that she stands upon when she goes to the mikvah, she has to check if that's acceptable. There are many things that one may not stand on when they go to the mikvah. Anything that's mekabel tumah may not be stood on when going to the mikvah. Sif yudal letitba b'koyim zakufa. The people, you should not do a tefillah while she's completely standing. There are parts in the body that will not become revealed that way. V'atischa harbe. On the other hand, don't bend down too much. Until parts of her body get covered up because of bowing. El soich ma'at, she has to bow a little. Achi sister base era nirvin kader shner b'shar shulosh pass until everything in the body becomes exposed. Shema sekas regle ma'at l'schazik ulolosh b'chayzik, when she sometimes spreads her leg, which she wants to work with a lot of energy. Under her breast, it should be like when she's nursing. She doesn't have to spread her legs too much. She doesn't have to spread her hands away from her body too much. They should look like they look when one is walking. If she bowed down too much, or she was too erect when she went to the mikvah, also like tefillah, then the tefillah was not a good tefillah. Because there are creases that form in the body, and they prevent water from entering all sorts of places. And therefore, one should be most careful that when she stands in the water, the water should be about 3 tefachim above her waist. Then when that's the way it looks when she's standing in the mikveh, she's going to be toivel in the mikveh properly. But when the water is not that high, so what she should do is she should enter the mikveh and sit slowly down up to her neck. To again prepare herself that when she's in the mikveh, there should be no creases in her body. If afterwards there may be a crease that formed, that will not be considered as if the mikveh, as if it wasn't a kosher tefillah. The water touched that part of her body beforehand. If the water is extremely shallow, Titl b'shchiba k'may dag. She should go to the mikveh in a laying fashion, like a fish swims in the water. Rak shiskasa kol gufim sarasah b'pamach b'mayim. It has to be at least deep enough that it should cover all of her body and her hair at one time. And that's why some women have a minig that they immerse themselves a number of times in different fashions and different standing fashions, like that she will be covered, that she's not, that all of her body was covered. A woman should open her mouth. She doesn't have to open her mouth, the water should be entered. However, she shouldn't close her mouth too tight. Because if she closes it too tight, like also tefillah, it's not going to be a kosher tefillah. It should be not too tight and not too open. If some of her hair is in her mouth when she went to the mikvah, like also like tefillah, it's not a good tefillah. Because that piece of hair was not immersed in the mikvah. She shouldn't close her eyes too tightly. That could form creases below the eye. But don't keep them too open. Then it could cause creases on her forehead. Close them, but not tightly. Any dirt should be removed from the nose. If it's very deep in the nose, it's not a chatzitza. Any dirt that's in the ear should be removed. If a woman has to urinate, she should do so before she goes to the mikvah. She should use the bathroom. She shouldn't go to the mikveh at a time where she has the urge to use the bathroom, because that will cause a blockage internally. But the Eved, if she didn't go to the bathroom beforehand, the tefillah is a kosher tefillah. And the way the Paiskim explain, that's only in the halacha about going to the bathroom. About cleaning the nose and the ears are absolutely essential before going to the mikveh. Sif yechest loytitba bavak shel aglam. She shouldn't go to the mikveh if there's any dust on her feet. Vim tavla, and if she did go to the mikveh that way, im hayavak dak shavira mayim, it was a very small amount of dust that the water washed away. Also tefillah, shen it's considered a kosher tefillah. Sif yechest stam kinem parushim. Lice or ants don't get attached to the body. And therefore there's no concern if they're found on the body. If there are a type of lice, they become very attached to the body. Particularly get attached to the hair. Or become very attached to the body. She has to make sure that they're removed through hot water, or to scrape them off with her nails. But if they're so tight that they can't be removed, but if they could be removed and they weren't removed, then it's a real chatzitza. Any type of lice or nits that are attached to the hair, must be removed before going to the mikvah. We shouldn't have a chatzitza. Sif chaf, isha shesh like kliyos saras dvuka zeh b'zeh. If a woman has clumps of hair that are connected to each other, v'yesakana l'galcham, and that hair can't be removed and that clumps can't be removed, loy chaytzi. V'afilu yesh b'toichem ezechutin, even if there's some strands in the hair that he actually served that cannot be removed, if they're deep in the hair and not externally visible, they wouldn't be a chatzitza.